I've always found it best to talk to the people involved. So I've gone to nurses and spoken to them directly. They're increasingly frustrated with, again, the overscheduling, the shortage of staff, the overwork that they have to do. And what's really made them angry lately is the administrators were given bonuses by the province, while the men and women who are actually dealing with the work and the stress of these pressures are being overworked and not given any other benefits for it. My personal opinion and what I've seen in working with government entities, not just hospitals in general, is a lot of waste from our tax dollars, and it frustrates a lot of people. I think we have way more administrators than we need. And by just having the hospitals run more efficiently from an administrative standpoint would free up a lot more resources to bring a lot of nurses back on staff and to hire new nurses. Now, that's what we need. We don't really have a shortage of beds. As far as real estate goes, there's a lot of beds. What we have is a shortage of people to care for the patients in those beds. And again, I think we've got overbloated administration and red tape in the hospital sector. I think we can find a lot of savings there to increase the number of, again, the working people, the men and women that put their hands on the patients and care for the patients. That's where our focus, that's where bonuses should be going. Those are the people we need to have. And we also have, I think, a pretty severe shortage of PSWs in the province. These personal service workers that work in the long-term care homes. Too many, again, are overworked and underpaid. There's too many people, I believe, being hired in those areas that don't really care for the patients. And that may include immigration. That may include bringing people in from other cultures. That it's a sad thing to say, but we don't care for our elderly the way we should in Canada. And there's other cultures that have much more respect for the elder people that they care for. We do need more workers that will come in and care for people and take better care of them. And again, I truly believe that we can do a much better job. You know, the private homes are concerned about making a profit. The province shouldn't be concerned about making a profit. The province should be concerned about caring for its citizens. And I do believe that we can do a better job just being more efficient with the way we use that money to just to take better care. And specifically our hospital in Huntsville, I think what the province misses, you know, the funding is based on how many people live here. They don't recognize the fact that that population doubles in the summer. And so we need more help in the summer when we have more people here. There's more traffic on the waters. There's more traffic on the highways, more potential for accidents to happen to people needing to be cared for, that's got to be addressed. They have to recognize there needs to be a flux there when we have a higher volume of people in our area.